I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant.
I breastfed all my children at the same time. I also breastfed my husband.
What?
And then all of a sudden, a thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
So, ladies and gentlemen, the very, very first time in this studio, we have, looking at me right now, Marquesa Scalia. Marky.
Say hi.
Okay. We're going to move on.
I am not friend of. I am not housewife maybe. I am housewife.
I just don't see a reason for me to listen to your podcast.
Okay. All right. Okay. needless to say, we wind up having sex. Whoa! Nick!
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Rich Wakili is not hairy.
I will say this. No one gets more unsolicited drinks thrown at them than Al.
Lauren Scalia is my Venmo if you guys want to send me some money.
Chris Manzo 8, as usual. Nothing changed there.
Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie Mom's here. Hi.
Hi.
Intern Jules is here as well.
Hi, everyone.
This is, look, we got our hands dirty on this. We had a couple of options for like new people to spruce it up for you guys, but we had a couple things come up. Number one, we've got some follow-up, and I thought it was important that, you know, we get in there and go over it with some of the folks that obviously were on the show. Number two, we couldn't find anybody.
Hey, listen, if that's the way you get me here, whatever. It's
yeah, it's pretty much exactly what's going on.
Listen, doesn't matter, as long as I can be of service and of help. God bless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. First things first, we had a crazy reaction to the Alexander Hamilton's hair thing. Jules did post it on the Instagram. People didn't believe it was real.
It's real.
We're going to have Dad down here and really just grill him on this.
Do you really want to do that?
I do, yeah.
Do you know that will lead into a 20-minute conversation about Alexander Hamilton and why it's this and why the hair got him.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fantastic.
You understand that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
As long as you're aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's happening. So we're going to have Dad down because a lot of you are just, you're just floored by this, and rightly so.
Mm.
There's like a 200-year-old strand of hair.
Sure.
You know, so we're going to get to the bottom of that. So don't worry, guys, we're on it.
While you're there, I also want you to address with him why things keep appearing on the walls down here.
It's everywhere.
And every time, I'm afraid to come down the basement because every time there's something else on the wall that's, where did that come from and why is it there?
Yeah. He handed me a frame the other day and was like, hey, man, you know, when you get some time, why don't you put some of your old baseball cards in here?
Mm.
And I was like, what? Like, I'm like, I don't even know where those are, but I didn't want to let them down. You
well,
know
it's
what
a little
mean?
Bit of nostalgia. It's a little bit of pop culture, if you will. It's a little bit of things he's interested in. So it's
a lot of memorabilia around.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
There's Manzo memorabilia. There's
I don't
historical
think there is.
Memorabilia.
I don't think there is Manzo memorabilia.
Of course there's a ton of Manzo memorabilia.
No, Manzo. Yeah, like there's nothing from television, though, which is funny.
No, well, that was a rule.
Mm-hmm.
If for those that are unaware, in my home, there is nothing that tells of my television persona, yeah, if you will. Nothing. You would never know.
Yeah.
Except when you come down to the podcast
room. The show that will not be named.
And that, you know, no, it's just not, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not, it wasn't what ruled my life. So everything about that, you know, part of my world is in concentrated in one room. But I'm noticing that he's starting to put little photos up in the theater down here from that world. And I said, you're breaking the rule.
Yeah.
The rule is I don't want anything in the house because that's not, our life never revolved around that. Our family never revolved around that. So what the hell is it doing in the theater? But he's going rogue a little bit. He's going rogue a little bit in the theater.
He's really just, we've given him an inch and he's taken several miles.
Yes, he has.
But we're going to have him down. I'm going to have him here and to do the show without you.
Mm.
Because I feel like he's going to be the most himself. Because I feel like you got him on edge a little bit.
Well, you know what? I don't think so. But I do believe he will take that and run with it. So just be aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Godspeed, man. That's all I can say.
Same. All right. So let's get after it. We got an older Dear Abby in here. I don't know when this was from.
Yeah, me neither.
But hey, we're gonna go over it. So anyway, Dear Abby. I'm a 39-year-old gay male who is in a relationship with a very attractive 44-year-old teacher. He never wanted to commit to a monogamous relationship. After 10 months of seeing each other, he informed me that he is about to enter into a relationship with a 22-year-old. He said it was nothing I did, but he's just attracted to younger guys when it comes to relationships. He also informed me that he will always be in my life and never let me go. He said we could see each other secretly, but no more dates or public outings. I could see him only occasionally now, whenever the new boyfriend is working or out of town. I'm afraid not to go over when he calls because I'm in love with him. I'm afraid if I don't abide by the terms of the relationships he has set, he will disappear out of my life. It hurts to see him in a new relationship while I beg and wait for time with him. What do I do in this situation? Runner-up in California.
Runner-up in California. Your name says it all. Run.
Yeah, but what are you doing? Man. What you doing, man?
That guy is selfish. He is a moron. He is self-involved.
No, but he's also telling the truth.
Is he?
Well, look, well, he's saying, hey, man, I got into a relationship with somebody else. And like, you know, if you want to get down, we got to do it on the low. Wait, look, I don't agree with what they're doing, but this dude is sitting here. And, you know, if you're in love with him, you have to, number one, come to grips with the fact that it's probably not a good thing. Because if you're never going to be with him, what's the use of having all those emotions?
You're just a toy. He's made it very clear.
So if you're not okay with that, you know, I can't be mad at the guy for being honest with you. All I could say is you got to walk away.
Listen, how honest is he being? We don't know. All right. It shows certainly his character by being involved in a new relationship with a younger person and willing so easily to just disrespect that relationship by continuing to have one with you, runner. Runner, was that his name?
Runner up.
So it just shows to me that this guy is very self-involved and only thinks of himself and nobody else's feelings, etc. So if you are willing to set the bar so low for yourself and your value, I think you need to revisit, yourself and what you want out of life. And like I always told my children, what did I always say when you broke up with somebody? You should never have to beg someone to love you.
Well, I think in a weird way, though, to mess with your head a little bit, he's actually getting more honesty than the boyfriend is. Because think about it. The boyfriend's just getting straight cheated on.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
He's living in that, it's like, I feel worse for him, obviously.
But we don't know that he's not just playing him just to string him along just in case things don't work out with the boyfriend or just like, oh, you know what? It's fun. It's fun to have this guy. This guy sounds like someone that's not anyone you'd want to get into a serious relationship with. I'm sorry. So I'm sorry that you're hurt, and I'm sorry that you feel you need to walk on eggshells to be in this person's life. But there are a lot of fish in the sea, and I would advise you to step away, walk away, and try to start fresh. And you know what? Something will come along, but it certainly is better to be alone than to be with someone that doesn't respect you as you should be, as a decent human being should.
I agree. When someone shows you who they really are, believe them.
Wow. Jules is like spitting fire.
Right? It's the cutest little thing.
Ready to go. Jules ain't playing. You know, Jules is back in school, and they're bringing up podcasting in the class and all that stuff. And obviously, like, you know, she's on a hit show on a pretty regular basis, which is, like, you know, important.
She's a superstar.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know what I mean? I guess her friends were listening, and were they saying? I don't know if we don't have to get into this. We can cut this out if you want. But your friends were listening. Do you think that you? And we mean you were talking about it today. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you? Because we were talking about how I feel like I'm the same me, whether we were filming TV, doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. I feel like Lauren is really mean to me the second you turn on these microphones or turn on a camera.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I think Chris is himself.
Yeah.
Okay? I think Jules, okay, there's like a little bit of a podcast, Jules. But I said to her, I said, I feel like you're getting more comfortable as it goes. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to understand this is a new thing for her.
No, I don't think it's bad or good. Like, it doesn't matter if it's new, not new, whatever. But it's not even that. It's not even that. I think it's you're comfortable. It was funny to me because we were talking about how our friends listen.
Hey, friends.
And did they? So they gave you some feedback, right?
Yeah. Well, they did, and so did my parents. They're like, this isn't like. They're like, I feel like you could be a bit more comfortable. I'm like, I'm getting more comfortable with each episode. They're like, yeah, but show like your funnier side. I'm like, you know, and you're coming in, I'm sitting with the Dom, sitting with Albie, like, I gotta get more comfortable. And I think I do with each episode.
I think you do. I think you're doing great.
I think you're doing swell.
I think I just think it's funny though, because you're doing just fine. Being yourself, Jules. That's all we ever asked for. Do you guys want to hear what Abby said?
Sure.
She said, "Dear runner-up, I know what you are experiencing is painful, but if you have an ounce of self-esteem left, cut your losses and stop being this man's booty call. To say the dynamics of this relationship are unhealthy for you would be an understatement. He thinks he always will be in your life because you will tolerate his awful status quo. The only thing he's prepared to give you more of is what you have been getting, pain. Recognize that things don't turn out as we would wish. Get emotional support where you can find it, friends, a licensed therapist if necessary, and move on, please." Done.
Run, runner up. Good for you, dear Abby. Good for you, dear Albie. Let's go.
Whoa. So many things happening there at once. We had a couple of other things happen too. So getting back to the Dear Albie universe, okay? We had a couple of updates that happened, things that occurred. One, I don't know if you're familiar with. Did you listen to the show when Hoboken Girl was in town?
Yes.
Okay. About 2 days ago, a mother walking a baby in her stroller was struck by one of the scooters
in
Hoboken.
You see?
Okay. Basically, the kid was strapped in, thank God. Mm. And they turned out, for all intents and purposes, okay.
Right.
The mom just hurt her leg. With that, these were like the, what was it called? The Ojo scooters? Or like the OJ? This is like not the Lime one.
Okay.
It's a different one. It's like the one that you sit down on. Mm. I don't know if the guy got in trouble or what. We're going to figure it out.
He was on the sidewalk, wasn't he?
He was on the sidewalk.
Sure he was.
So, first of all, screw him. No good.
Shouldn't be on the sidewalk.
They banned the scooters.
Good.
The scooters are out.
You apparently. Know why? Do you know why? Because they're irresponsible. They're reckless. They think it's a toy. It is not a toy. Have a scooter lane. We need a scooter lane. Put a scooter lane
there's
in.
There's a bike lane.
And there's a bike
drive
lane.
Drive in the bike lane.
Thank you.
You don't drive your bike on the sidewalk.
No, you
don't. You
know
who you are when you drive your bike on the sidewalk?
They're reckless.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
So that's the first update, which was crazy. Jules saw that and freaked out. I got a DM so fast it wasn't even funny, and it is the end of an era.
End of an era. It's all right.
Oh.
It's okay.
I don't like when I do that.
That's all right.
So we had a couple of different things that happened, too. People hitting us up in the mailbag, drmailbag@gmail.com. Oh, guys, you got to subscribe, rate 5 stars, do all that stuff.
Mm. Come on, guys. We're doing good here.
Honestly, we had our best month ever last month.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Listen, it's growing. Mm-hmm. People are getting word of it. It's almost a year.
That's the thing I wanted to say. It's almost a year.
Almost a year.
So we got a lot of really, really good ideas. I think that we were toying around playing a live show. Mm. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it or not from a technology standpoint.
Right.
I just don't know that it would sound good. Mm. We might just give it a shot. I'm thinking maybe we throw a party. We could do that. I think we're going to call it like the end of season one and go to a season two with some, you know, new looks and things that we're doing that are going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people have asked for the entire Manzo family to do a show.
Wow. The schedules are so crazy. That would be a challenge.
You know what I could do? When you had your podcast back in the day, which, I mean, we really should have stuck with about 5-6 years ago.
Well, here's the problem. I would have stuck with it, but I am not tech savvy.
Well, look at me.
God bless, okay?
I'm not tech savvy.
I'm not tech savvy at all. So my engineer that did it for me married and moved away and everything like that. Mm. So I have no one to do it with. And you know me. I'm not like...
You know, maybe I dig one of those up.
I would certainly revive it, who the hell wants to hear it? Like, who wants to... Like, what do I have to offer besides your little sidekick every now and again? That's my thing.
Wow. I feel like there were... Jules, did you sense a hint of resentment in the little sidekick thing?
No, not at all. No, I'm more than happy being the sidekick. My question to you is, we've had the discussion, what would the podcast be? Like, what would it be? Like, I'm not on television anymore, so, like, does anybody care? And I'm not looking for people to say, oh, Caroline, please come back. No, I'm just talking out loud, man, talking out loud. Anyway, go on. Sorry for the sidetrack.
Yeah, no. You seem upset. No. But on, you know, to that point, everybody's one of the most, probably the thing that was asked the most is, can you have literally everybody on?
That would be tough.
We're going to see. Mm. We'll try that. But We do have a number of questions that, you know, people always hope that you're on, Don.
Thanks.
You know, we get a lot of stuff on Instagram like, will the Don be on this episode? Is the Don coming back?
The only day that would be possible would be Thanksgiving, and then we wouldn't have Vito because Vito stays up in New York.
I'm dying to have Vito on.
Because Thanksgiving is the next time. Isn't that crazy? That's probably the next time we're all going to be together at the same time. Thanksgiving.
That's right? Like my family. When everyone gets older and they start working, it's hard to get
everybody together. Schedules are crazy.
Well, is there it is. But hey, we got a show to do. We're going to get back into it. This came in the mailbag. This is from Exhausted Mom, Albie. For starters, I want to tell you that I love your podcast. It gives me the Manzo fix I am missing since Manzo ended. Coming from an actual Real Housewife of NJ, your family was absolutely the only resemblance of real life I found in that entire series. I grew up in Belmar, and I am a true Jersey girl through and through. Your mom on Christmas in her sweats is the most relatable thing I've ever seen on TV. I guess I should get to my question and explanation. Get it together, Sarah. After 5 years at a really successful company, I became unemployed when the company dissolved. I made a very good living and decided to give up school because I felt I didn't, quote-unquote, need it. Fast forward to losing my job, having two young girls and expenses that were based on two good incomes, we struggled to stay the least. On top of being a full-time mom with a husband who has very long hours, I found a small admin job to help bring in some extra income. My job is incredibly accommodating and brings in just enough to take off the edge of our money issues. With my youngest daughter entering kindergarten, I decided to take the jump and go back to college full-time. I now work four days a week. I'm a full-time mom and housewife. I clean at the dance school my daughters attend to barter for tuition costs. I own a small crafting company and sell t-shirts, etc. on the side. I'm a Girl Scout troop leader for both girls, and I now carry a full online college load. Add soccer, basketballs on Saturdays, homework, and the never-ending amount of bounce house birthday parties. I've never been so exhausted in my entire life. I've been wanting to talk to my husband about leaving my job to focus on school full-time while my kids are in school. This would open up the opportunity to complete my schoolwork while my kids and husband aren't home and not staying up to 1 or 2 a.m. to get it done. I know he will tell me he supports me, but I also know that he will have to work an extra day and take on more side work to compensate for my missing my salary. I take pride in showing my daughters what hard work looks like, and I'm so nervous to possibly take this step. Any advice would be appreciated. While I know this is truly something my husband and I have to work out, I'm interested to hear advice from both Lauren and your mom, since they're both strong, independent, hardworking women. I'd also love to get a man's input about what may be going through my husband's mind, Sarah. Well, first of all, Sarah seems really nice.
God bless Sarah. I applaud Sarah.
I like Sarah.
Yeah, I applaud her. She's trying to do it all. And, you know, it's taking a little bit of a toll on her.
Sarah's the real deal.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot these days, unfortunately, with these kids out here. You know what I'm saying, Jules?
Yeah.
But Sarah's really working hard. I like that. Well, Sarah, Lauren's not here because when Lauren's on this show, she's mean to me. So,
and also Lauren is working right
now. Yeah, Lauren wasn't around. Yes. But, so I mean, you know, throwing at you first and then I'll jump in to kind of get in the husband's mind. But, go ahead. What do you think?
I feel badly for her because she's trying to be everything to everybody and, putting herself last is usually with a, you know, moms that's a, I think the code in the mom world is you always put yourself last, which is sometimes not a good thing. She's burning the candles on all ends, and I think if she doesn't...
What is going on here?
What are you doing?
I don't know. My phone's just making noise. Okay. I didn't ask for any of that.
No? No. Just came on?
Go ahead.
Maybe there's a ghost in the room.
Really weird. Go on.
I think she needs to just trim the fat a little bit, otherwise it's going to take its toll on her, you know, emotionally, physically, etc. And when you are at the helm of things in the household, then everything else will have a domino effect and suffer. So my advice to her would be is to really sit down, make a list, prioritize, trim the fat a little bit, see what can go, see what can stay, see what needs to go, and see what needs to stay. And, you know, the thing that got me the most out of what she said is, and I just had a visual when she said it, is that I clean my girls' dance school so I can barter.
Yeah, that I like that the most too.
That almost made me cry because that's dedication and that's the heart of a mother.
And you're an oak.
I am an oak.
You don't cry over much.
I cry over everything. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That really sticks out in my mind to show her passion and her dedication to her family and her children. So as far as her school goes, if that's something that she's passionate about and she believes in and wants for herself, that's important, okay? Because she has to have something for herself in this life. Mm-hmm. So my advice to her was write it down. Look at it on paper and see where the fat can be trimmed. How old are her girls? Are they? Did you say they were in kindergarten? Did I read that somewhere?
I think the youngest one just started kindergarten.
Okay, so my thought process was if they were like 2 or 3, they don't know they're missing dance, you know, kind of things like that. So what are the things that you have to have, and what are the things that you don't have to have, and where can her husband lend a hand to help in that as well? Mm-hmm. In regard to his life, his work schedule, and everything else. And on top of that, they have to make time for each other as a married couple. Mm-hmm. So she's got a lot on her plate. And the only way that she has to, process this is, I think, looking it out on paper and just going about it one step at a time and not feeling so guilty if something has to go. Because you have to look at the big picture and say, okay, where am I going to be at the end of this? Am I going to be clear-headed and whole-bodied and happy and present in their lives? Or am I going to be a crazy mess trying to do everything at once? We are not Wonder Woman. We are not Superman. All right, we are just moms and dads trying to make our way in this world. And do it the best way you can with the healthiest thing in mind for your mind, body, soul, and the family. You know, as a whole unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think from the guy perspective, right? I like to think the approach I would take in this situation pretty much always would be whatever's going to make her happiest, or, you know, you do what you got to do to make sure that your family can pursue the things that they would like to pursue, whatever those things are, right? So I think she's probably got the kind of guy that would support her no matter what, I would think, because probably appreciates the way that she operates and acts and all that other stuff. One thing I will say, though, that hit me, that it could be way off base because we don't have enough about the job and what she went back to school for to say this, but I'm actually not a huge college fan.
Same, but here's the thing. What I got out of that, my initial reaction was like, what do you need college for? What are you trying to do? Because we are on the same thought.
Well, she had a job, because my thing is this, if she had a job where she was making a solid income, you know, if that company dissolves, right, if it's the type of thing that you could just go to another company that has a pretty similar structure or whatever.
She doesn't need it.
You know, you wouldn't necessarily need college because you had the experience. That's something that I would probably look at
But was the college more something of a passion that she wanted for herself, unfulfilled
those
dream?
Those could be two different things. But that's all great. But I think you have to look at it like a means to an end, too, because you're paying for that also.
Right.
So you've got to be able to say to yourself, all right, well, if I'm finishing school and I'm paying whatever I'm paying, you know, in the next X amount of years, that's going to be able to put me in this spot to get this kind of a job. And then it makes sense to go because of all these reasons. Okay. Or you could also just want to go. Right. That's an okay reason, too.
We don't know the answer to that.
So I don't have enough information to say that.
Right.
But I will look at this and say to myself, like, I wonder if that's something that she did, because it seemed like going back to college wasn't a thing. Or wasn't it important enough of a thing in her mind
when she had
the job?
Right.
So that being the case, that to me means that college was probably just a means to an end.
College is not the fix, though, in this equation.
Well, my point is maybe it is. Well, you don't know.
A personal thing.
Yeah, like if you're just like, oh, I'm going to college because I'm trying to get a degree in teaching, and you can't teach without that degree, that I get.
Right.
But if you had this job and you could just find another company with a similar job, they'll probably just look past, like, because she's clearly you know, motivated.
Dynamo.
You know what I mean?
Well,
so
she's
like
got the work experience is what you're saying. So you may not need the diploma. That's the question that I had in my mind. Why does she want to go to college? Is it going to make sense for her future and job placement? Or is it something that she just feels passionate about? You know what? I never got my degree. I should have done that.
Yeah.
That's the question.
That's what I would like to get to the bottom of, too.
Right.
But I think she's got to answer that for herself. You know what I mean? But I think at the end of the day, it's worthwhile to just kind of think that through. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to poo-poo college. If you want to go, that's great. That's not what I'm saying. But I don't think – I just am not the guy that says, like, college is that necessary to get just a job, period. Because I think now, with all the different ways to learn, mm-hmm. the way college itself is set up, which I think is just crazy, how much like debt people have coming out of college is insane. Okay, so I just look at it and say to myself, all right, well, if you've already got work experience and you know you could hold down a job and do well, if you didn't get fired from that job, that company dissolved, she would still be there right now. So she was already successful in that job, whatever she was doing. So if you can recreate it, you know, I wouldn't be the most against it if I were you. But, you know, if I don't know enough about it to say it's not right. necessary for what she wants.
Right. Yeah. Agree. 1,000%.
And I would just like to add, I mean, I can't relate to Sarah because I'm not a mother. But I think asking for help, there's, you know, nothing wrong with that. Also, I know when I was younger, I liked when a high school kid or college kid picked me up from school. Like, my mom would ask one of her friends' kids, and I loved having, like, an older person to hang out with. And I think maybe your kids could
benefit from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like she's just got so much on her plate, and she may be one of those people that feels like, I've got to do this all yourself. You know, there's such a thing as asking for help. Mm-hmm. And you could talk to your husband about it and see, you know, come to a happy medium. And at the same time, trim the fat. Life doesn't have to be so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, she may make it crazy. You know, mm-hmm. this may be all by her own hand because she wants so much for her family.
Yeah. But that's kind of the point, though. But that's right. All good intention stuff. And
absolutely.
I like all that.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I think to your point, like, you know, are you doing that? Is it something that the kids are super, super passionate about and that's why you wanted to go? Or is it the type of thing that, like, you feel like that has to exist in their life? And that's all fine.
And that could come later. Yeah. They're in kindergarten. They could take dance in first grade. They're not going to miss it at this point in their life. They don't understand that facet yet to say that. So those things can be postponed until you're on track with everything else. Mm. So...
But long story short, I like Sarah.
Me too. Good for you, Sarah.
You write us anytime, Sarah.
Mm. Yeah, we want an update.
Yeah. We do love getting updates. Mm. To that end, we got our first intern Jules question.
Look at you. And your parents say you're not bringing it. Look at that.
And it's a doozy. It's a doozy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jules.
Hi, intern Jules. Albie, Chris, and Lauren were talking about professional cuddling. It made me think of this bumper sticker I recently saw when driving to work. I attached the photo. It sparked my interest, and I decided to Google it, and I found this article from our local paper. It's legitimately a real business. Mm. Not my thing, but I thought I'd share. And this was sent from Heather from our mailbag. And it is a real business in Fort Myers, Florida.
So now the professional cuddler thing... is just a gift that continues to keep on giving at this point. We have been getting bombarded with this drug dealer, dominatrix, professional cuddler thing.
Okay.
We have now, because of all of this stuff, first of all, you got to hear this stuff. It's insane. But this is a real business. Jules sent me the article. And basically, it's in Fort Myers, Florida, right? And I'll just give you some hard hitters here. And stop me if I miss anything, Jules. But for... basically, for $85 an hour, you can be snuggled on a comfortable bed by a professional who will spoon you and play with your hair.
Oh, no.
It's up to the client if talking is involved.
Where does this happen?
The business offers professional cuddling services and platonic friendship sessions at an hourly rate. Friendship sessions.
Do you go to them?
We are going to call the show a friendship session from here on out.
Do you go to them? Is there a specific place that a cuddle room is there? Or do they go to your house, which is really freaky?
No, I think you go to them.
Yeah, I would hope
so.
It
looks like you go to them. We've got some pictures here.
the owner and her husband. The picture's just them cuddling.
This is pretty incredible. We're going to have to throw this up on the story. So a couple quotes here, right? So it's $85 an hour. I feel like that's a lot for cuddling.
They are making bank.
That's more than
a
massage.
And they're laughing all the way to the bank.
That's like more than a massage place. The
well, they're doing is rapping like, oh, let's have a little cuddle. Hey, you look great. How was everything? How was school? Go good.
Oh, talk is optional.
Talk is optional.
But okay. So there might be a markup on talking. Right. But the importance, they compared it to the importance of a newborn baby needing skin-to-skin contact.
My God. I was just going to say, you know what I often thought of doing? You're going to laugh at me. But I thought of doing this. Volunteering at a hospital. You know when they have cuddlers for newborns?
Uh-huh.
When these kids that are sick or the parents aren't around, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that. I thought of doing that. Because I think it's very important for children. I guess it's as important as adults also to have contact, human contact. But I'll be damned if I'm going to walk into some place and some stranger's going to play with my hair and cuddle me. No. Freaks me out. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to mess with that at all.
You can pick your position.
So, your phone ring?
Is Lauren?
Lauren is calling. Go ahead, pick it up.
She probably thinks I'm dead because she's texting me. What's up?
What the fuck?
What's going on?
I'm doing a podcast, and I just said to Albie, you're on the podcast right now.
Oh, wait, Lauren, Intern Jules. Intern Jules, real person. Check it out.
Marky, look who it is.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm watching my phone. I see a missed call from Lauren, and Marky's just getting out of school. Then I see a missed text from Lauren. Then another, hi, my big girl.
Oh.
Was school fun? How was my baby? Look at her.
Hi, Shark.
Hi, baby. Are you sleepy, tired? You're not talking? You just want to...
She wanted to talk. She talked to her other grandmother.
Whoa.
She went, hi, Dee Dee.
Hey, did you talk to Dee Dee? What are you playing with?
This is real riveting.
Yeah. Tell me, how was school? Was it good? I gotcha. I gotcha.
Hi, Marky. Oh, hi.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing? Oh, you're on the phone? You got off the phone?
Hi. Bye bye.
Okay.
Say bye.
She just hung up on me. Anyway.
I knew she probably thought I was dead. I knew she had to be texting
you. She was blowing me up over here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have 7 professional cuddlers to choose from and cozy up with. So think about this. You walk into a room.
Right.
They line these people up and you point to the person you want to cuddle with. Is that not like a couple things? If you're in that line as a professional cuddler and you do not get chosen, how low do you got to feel?
That's like being, remember in grammar school when they would take the teams and say, I'll take this one. I remember being panicked. Like, are they going to pick me? Are they going to pick me? So that in itself lends to stress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the cuddlers.
She said, every day I've been getting calls from people asking what they need to do to become a cuddler.
No.
Okay? She has more than 80 applicants for potential cuddlers.
How old are the cuddlers?
I think they range. They probably span. I you know, she goes,
do you have to be 18 to go be cuddled?
But the article says, could cuddling get out of hand? She goes, I want to be clear about what we do. So if someone comes in here they can get customers to do something else that's not what we do. We make sure that everyone is legit and legal and able to work with no felonies on their background. They're doing background checks. It's really like on a very different kind of a level.
There are hygiene requirements.
Well, that's good.
Sure. I want a nice smelling cuddler. You know, I don't want it overly like hairy cuddler.
But it says there are hygiene requirements. Clients who want to cuddle must bring a fresh change of clothes to cuddle in, must be freshly showered, brush their teeth, and not wearing any strong perfumes.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the cuddlee. It's not the cuddler.
No.
So what are the restrictions on the cuddler?
Oh, we didn't get that far, but I'll tell you this much. You can pick your position. Would you like to hear some of the options?
I don't want
to
hear it.
I think you should.
No.
Cuddle pros have snuggle position options for clients to choose from. Here are a few.
Obviously, Is there a photo board you're looking
obviously,
at?
Obviously, there are photos.
Okay.
There are photos. We'll post them. Spooning.
All right.
You can choose to be the little or big spoon.
Okay, there.
So you could actually end up paying to cuddle someone else.
Do they pay you then?
I don't know. But maybe that's a good way to try out.
Confusing.
Did any of the people that are looking for, did any of the potential applicants consider
right.
maybe cuddling the founder is the way to go?
Right.
We got to get this lady on the show. But Big Bear and Baby Bear.
Isn't that like spooning?
The cuddler sits on the bed and wraps their arms around the client while they sit in front of them.
Okay.
Okay.
That's like a baby when you're reading to a baby or something. Okay.
My personal favorite.
Mine too.
Grandma's lap. Client lays on the bed with their head in the cuddler's lap, and the cuddler will play with their hair or rub your arm.
That is
I would
so
sign up for that so
twisted.
Fast. So fast.
No. No. I'm sorry.
It really is.
Listen,
just incredible.
Some people maybe don't have human contact. Maybe some people don't have it. And that's sad. That is sad when you mm-hmm. think about it. For someone like that, that doesn't have a significant other, that has no family, friends, whatever, no human contact at all. They are loners. Maybe that's their only way to get some sort of human connection. All right. Beyond that, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
Well, listen, I thought.
No, what?
I
going.
Thought.
Chris should go get
wait,
cuddled.
Hold on. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. Don't you worry. You're ahead. You're ahead. Okay.
Chris or Vito.
We are right now. I wanted Vito to get cuddled. Bad.
Vito
so wait, hang on. We're
going to
get down that
cuddled.
Road. But I thought, okay, that I couldn't be more bothered by having a potential person. Like, it's all about the people you're bringing into a room, right? The people that get cuddled are my problem. Then they lay this on me. Our sessions are based on the client needs, and they don't always have to involve touch. They can simply sit and talk or hold hands or even sit in silence if they want. It's totally up to the client. Who the fuck is paying to sit in silence?
That's sad people. It's desperate people.
I am bugging out.
That makes me a little sad.
I'm
These
bugging
people,
out.
These people, I got a gimmick and a half going. Guess what?
For $85 an hour, you're going to sit there and not say anything.
They're like, all right, we got it. We got somebody that just won. And then they're probably like,
like when you leave,
all
right?
All right, we got a silent one.
Well,
yeah, excellent.
There is an age limit. You have to be 18 or older to cuddle, okay? So we put Jules on the case, okay? And there's also platonic friendship time. That's $60 an hour. Okay?
That's sad.
Professional
this
cuddling.
This is all sad.
Professional
all sad.
Cuddling, $85 an hour. Ready? Life coaching. $55. So of all the things, getting life advice is the cheapest one. It costs more to sit in silence.
They don't want to give life. Do you think they want them to thrive? No, they want to sit there and just let you want. Let's go.
Let's
sit
coach
down
you
let's
into
just
a cuddle
stare
session.
Stare at each other for an hour. Cha-ching. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
So we went. Jules, tell. This is what we've done. We talked to Chris. Okay. We are going to get Chris professionally cuddled.
Uh-huh.
We are finding cuddlers in New Jersey. Hey, if any of you guys can recommend someone, okay, here's what we'd like to do. We're going to have Chris on. Now, Chris doesn't listen to the show. So Chris is going to get cuddled and then come on the show and report back. What he doesn't know is we are also going to reach out to the cuddler and have them review Chris as a cuddler. So this is going to be just about the greatest thing we've ever done in our entire life. And we're now finding ourselves in the type of territory where, like, the show really just should have listened to us. Remember, we'd have all these ideas, like, we'd never do them.
Mm.
I just realized there's nobody here that could tell me what to do. So Chris is getting his ass cuddled off.
Okay.
And I'm going to really push hard for Vito. I really want Vito to be cuddled.
I think, and this is why I agree with you there, I think their experiences will be completely different. You know what Vito's going to do? Man, dude, it was unbelievable.
Bro, you have no idea.
Right?
I was honestly,
so
it was like I was a fetus.
Right? All my problems just went away.
You thought about nothing. I left there. I felt so good. It's amazing. Right. It's like acupuncture, but no needles.
And Christopher will be like, all right, so anyway, he'll be telling stories.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's going to be a ton of things. Now, there is, of course, an FAQ page on the New Jersey Cuddle Session. Mm-hmm. You want to read some quick hits, Jules? We've got some good ones.
Sure. So it says, how do I book a session? Can I fall asleep? Should I tip?
Should I tip? Okay, that's a good one. Should I tip? Now, do you have any quick question off the top of your head that you would want to ask any of these cuddlers, Mom?
Nothing mm-hmm. comes to mind. It's just...
Now, on the tip thing, okay? Our pros do not expect tips. That's completely your personal choice. I would think
you got to tip the cuddler.
And you tip good.
Oh, I mean, I would think, right? One of the first things, what if I become aroused? Okay?
Totally.
Don't worry. It's normal. We understand that it's usually not indicative of your mental experience. So while sexual activity of any kind is never permitted, physical arousal shouldn't make you feel uncomfortable. Who are they talking about? Like, what if the cuddler gets aroused? If it's not indicative of your mental experience, you got to get up.
No pun intended.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing is just wacky to me. It's wacky.
Well, this one in Jersey, right? They actually call themselves professional snugglers. Your professional snuggler will have many ideas, from cuddling up on the sofa to just holding hands and talking. Some of our clients that like to snuggle at a park, while others prefer just being caressed. You might even go to the movies or out to dinner. It's up to you, within reason. What? This is starting to sound more like an escort service.
That's what just happened here. No, this is a night. Listen, I don't want to say anything. It's somebody else's business.
Here's a good FAQ. Ready? How does the first meeting work? Some of our professional cuddlers will be happy to meet and cuddle immediately, whereas some might want to meet in a public place to get to know you first. This is also an opportunity to briefly review the rules of cuddle therapy and talk about your preferences you might have for your first session.
So that tells me that they don't have a spot to cuddle, that they go to your home. Why would they need to meet at a public place to cuddle if you're going to them to cuddle?
I don't know, man. This is really, we've opened a can of worms
really,
on this.
Really crazy. And you know what? There are some people that need that human connection. I get it. But is it that? Well, I guess it is a big business. I don't know.
Now, this particular site has photos of the cuddlers.
Yes, I'd want to see the cuddler.
Would you like to choose Chris's cuddler?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm only seeing one in New Jersey, I got to be honest.
Yeah.
And she looks great. She looks great to cuddle.
Let me see. Show her to me. Let me see the New Jersey cuddler.
Is she at the end?
Yeah, the bottom.
Oh, there.
You want to laugh? She caught my eye.
So.
No.
Hang on. She's in Asbury Park. We could probably get Sarah hooked up with this whole thing, too.
No.
Maybe we meet up with Sarah and say what's going on while we're in Asbury, our friend Sarah down there. But, like, you know, maybe we'll see if we can book Sarah a cuddle. As a thank you for writing in. Do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to set Vito up with a cuddle and have it be a guy.
He would be fine with anything.
And just be like the guy would go in and be like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Here to cuddle you. What's going on? No, it's going to be good.
He'd be fine with everything.
You know? But this is fantastic.
He loves massages. You know that about
him. Long story short, I'm very excited we're going to set up the cuddle. We will hopefully get that done this week. I'm going to try really, really, really hard. But
it's going to be hard to get him down to South Jersey, though. That's the only problem.
Well, we're going to see if we're actually going to be able to import a cuddler.
Okay.
But Jules is on it. So we're reaching out to some folks. We will let you guys know about the cuddle experience. That's all I got. So that's the day.
Okay.
Thank you guys for coming in, Jules. Thank you for all your hard work as always, Mother.
Always a pleasure.
Catch you guys later.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.